Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More than 1 million Massachusetts voters supported Donald Trump in 2016. Much of that support came from the middle of the state. There, you can drive from the New Hampshire border south to Connecticut and pass through a line of towns that all voted for Trump. Back in 2016, WBUR's Anthony Brooks reported a series of stories about these mostly rural communities. He recently returned to find out how people are feeling about the president now, less than 4 months before the election.
Our first stop is the Hometown Cafe in Winchendon, Mass. The head cook and owner is Jesse Algren. On the wall behind the counter, he keeps a handwritten tally of how much corned beef he's sold since he opened in 2013. Today, the number is a lot higher than it was when we met 3.5 years ago.
7,596 pounds. And I think the last time you were here, we were right around 4,000.
That's a lot of corned beef. Algren is a proud veteran and a lifelong Republican who voted for Trump in 2016. He says he'll vote for him again in November.
Trump said three things he was going to do. Look out for the U.S., bring more jobs back to the U.S., and he was going to build the wall. He has done everything he said he was going to do. To me, that's somebody that should get reelected.
The president has embraced an America First policy, which Algren likes. But unemployment is now above 11% because of the pandemic. And the wall? Well, the project is far from complete, and the president promised Mexico would pay for it, which hasn't happened. And what about his leadership during the pandemic? Algren says the crisis caught lots of people off guard, but he acknowledges Trump doesn't always get it right.
Trump does have a bad side, and it's my personal opinion, what I would call it is verbal diarrhea of the jaw. He doesn't think before he talks. That's his downfall. The problem is he's not a politician. He's a businessman. In the past, we've had too many politicians, and we've taken it in the shorts.
So Algren is part of that loyal Trump base. And driving through central Massachusetts, there are lots of Trump bumper stickers and lawn signs suggesting Algren's not alone. But there's also evidence of cracks in support for the president. This part of the state is largely rural. The mill jobs are long gone. And like parts of the Rust Belt and industrial Midwest, this was fertile ground for Trump's message 4 years ago. That according to Nicholas Fantangoli, who lives in the town of Ware.
If you take a ride through the downtown area of our town here, you can see really a skeleton of a former place. And that is part of the reason why I had come out in favor of President Trump at the time.
But Fantangoli, who teaches history at Ware High School, is disappointed that those jobs haven't come back. And he says the president has done a poor job handling the pandemic.
I think at a moment when we need a calm, cool, and collected leader, we may not be seeing it right now. And, you know, listen to the experts. Listen to Dr. Fauci. That's the troubling. When you ignore those sort of things, that makes me question.
A recent Harris poll found that 58% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the pandemic. Fantangoli says he won't be voting for Trump in November. But he doesn't think much of Joe Biden either, so he might vote Libertarian. Here's someone else who's not supporting Trump.
My name's Nancy Talbot. I'm the town clerk of Ware.
Nancy Talbot might be the most important voter in America right now. Okay, so that's an exaggeration. But she represents a significant data point. She's one of those moderate, independent voters who recent polls suggest are running away from Trump. In 2016, Talbot didn't support Hillary Clinton, but she wasn't sure about Trump either. In the end, she was so busy running the election in Ware, she never had a chance to vote. But this year, she's voting for Biden because she says she's had it with Trump.
I think there were a lot of false promises that were made. Manufacturing being one of them, and making America strong again. We can only make America strong with strong leadership, and I really don't think that happened after his election.
Talbot says she's more motivated to vote against Trump than for Biden, a common sentiment reflected by recent polls. They suggest Biden is well ahead in the horse race, but that Trump supporters are much more enthusiastic about their candidate. That poses a challenge for the former vice president.
Can Biden generate enough enthusiasm to make his poll numbers come true?
Diane Hessen is a market researcher and a columnist for the Boston Globe. She's been talking to a panel of 500 voters for the past 3.5 years, and she sees evidence of that enthusiasm gap between Trump and Biden supporters.
The question is going to be, what would you be willing to sacrifice in order to vote and in order to get to the polls? And I think that's a total jump ball.
In other words, turnout is always key. But during a pandemic, enthusiasm could have a lot to do with who actually turns out to vote, no matter what the polls say now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.